The Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe
it. 3 years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have Besito.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo! Welcome back to another episode of the Long Island Tea, where we spill the tea on living your best Long Island life. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Sharon. Welcome back.
Hey.
Back home.
Back in black. Yours.
Yours. We're back in black. In the studio.
Yes. Thank God. Because the studio is where we thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Gurney's, by the way.
Loved it.
But the sound, we had like a portable machine.
And we had some technical difficulties.
For our hot teas that dealt with last week's episode, we apologize. And Ted, our good friend Ted, came out and handled all the technical difficulties with us. But we've ordered a new machine.
Yep.
For remotes.
We'll be fine.
That won't happen again.
I love Ted.
He's great.
He's so great.
You know what he did so well is he said, how you doing?
How you doing? Right? He really did.
He nailed it. And the Irish accent.
Oh, my
too.
God. Well, you were like, he's like a chameleon.
He is.
And he was. Like, he turned Irish real quick and New Yorker real quick.
We had so much fun after the event because, you know, he drove in from Cape Cod, and he'd never, since he was 14.
I loved that story, though. So cute.
Had not been to Long Island, so took him to Oldfield's Steakhouse in Port Jefferson, downtown Port Jeff, which is like so good all the time, staple. And then he met up with his friend that he's known since he was 14.
Good.
And they went to Arlo Kitchen.
Oh, lovely.
He was like, have you been to this place, Arlo? Because this place is amazing.
I'm like, yeah.
It was great. Country That's Corner. Awesome. He was like, because he stayed an extra day. I had to go. I was at UBS Arena? I don't remember. Anyway, but I didn't get to see him the last day. And he stayed and spent time with his friends. And he was like, I love Long Island. And again, he's my good friend. He's heard me talk about it a million zillion times on stage, personally, at conferences. And he was like, I just couldn't believe how big it was, that how diverse it was. It was so amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
That's what we try to tell you. It's so funny because I was listening back to, you know, the clip of us when we're like, when you try and talk about Long Island to other people and then they actually experience it for real in real life and they're still mind blown.
Yes.
You know,
which is so cool. People think that they know about Long Island, but they have no idea. So that was fun. And Gurney's was so awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
We hung out after and Ashley brought like burgers.
Aww.
And I had to eat like a quick cheese platter.
Aww.
Because we'd had that. I had that beautiful espresso drink from Scarpetta's.
Yes.
And I hadn't eaten all day.
Right.
So I'm
so
like,
delicious.
I'm going to sit here and eat a couple of slices of salami and cheese before.
Get some food in
me. Exactly. But it was what wonderful hospitality.
Wonderful hospitality. I mean, from the start to the finish, she met us in the lobby, walked in, she waited, you know, it was just so amazing. Like,
and that view,
I love them.
It just, to me, Gurney's, it never gets old.
It never gets old.
And we walked down to the beach after
and took
some pictures. Aww. Yeah, it was just beautiful.
When I had left, I had to rush out because of the time it was going to take me to get home. And it started downpouring. Like downpouring.
Oh, I must have missed that.
It was crazy, but that's Long Island, right?
Yeah.
So it's Montauk, it's beautiful. And then I'm driving through Southampton and I'm like in a, you know, torrential. Yeah.
For me, I'm out on the beach.
You're hanging out
I'm
on
like,
the beach.
This is beautiful.
But yeah, no, it was an incredible experience as always at Gurney's and we couldn't thank them enough.
Yeah,
for their hospitality.
It's always wonderful. And again, it proves that there's no bad time of year to go to the East End in general, not just Gurney's, but all throughout the Hamptons, the North Fork, the South Fork. In fact, this might be the best time of year to go because it was, you know, less crowds and all that. And so speaking of, we're not alone, Sharon, in our love
of
Gurney's.
Turns out we are preaching to the choir.
Yeah, because we did a giveaway last week. We had three different giveaways.
Right.
It's an overnight stay, value of $1,000. It's dinner at Scarpetta's. And another one was a spa
spa treatment, a 60-minute massage. I mean,
so we're like, yeah, thank you, Gurney's. This is amazing. Wow.
The impact.
I like broke the internet.
Yeah. I mean, doubled, I believe, Michael was saying, from our last giveaway last year. And we had a double amount of entries.
Michael, give
us. The best part is that there's still time. Oh. It ends on the April 3rd is when we're calling the winner. So
right. So if you're listening to this the day it launches, good for you.
Yeah.
Because you still got Let's time. Still enter. Michael, how are we looking on the giveaway?
So in 24 hours, 11,271 entries.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And there's about 2,000 new hot teas here.
Oh, that's wonderful. We love Welcome, it. Hot teas.
Welcome.
Wow, thank you, Gurney's. Gurney's is powerful.
Seriously.
I'll tell you that.
And some people had reached out. Like, this happened last year, and usually when we do giveaways, they're like, oh, my God, you know, it's my mom's birthday. It would be really amazing if I win. Or my dad just got over surgery. It would be, you know, and I feel so terrible just reading them. I'm just like, we wish you the best of luck. It's right. All random.
It's a random generator.
Yeah, it's a random generator, and we post it so everybody can see.
You can see how we
pick
the
there's three
person.
Prizes, so there's three different
ones.
Yeah,
there's three chances,
which is awesome.
There's three chances. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I hope those people that really want it so badly win. I mean, that's so awesome.
I want it so badly.
I know,
but
we can't enter, unfortunately. And we really do it randomly, and we put it all, very transparent. You can watch it. It's a random selector that picks the winner. And we really, oh my gosh, I'm like rooting for people now. This is awesome.
11,000 entries.
And
that's incredible.
That's 24 hours. So the time this airs, that's amazing. And we have 2,000 new followers.
I love it.
In 24 hours. Thank you again, Gurney's. And by the way, so don't worry if you don't win, because we've got another giveaway today, but with our taste of. Thank
I
you.
Love
I can't get the words out. Sharon, you tell us about our taste of Long Island
this week. Our taste of Long Island this week is from Harbor Pet in Greenport. Harbor Pet started in 2015. Kim Loper eventually purchased its 2-story location to utilize the additional space, allowing Harbor Pet to offer more merchandise and services. They offer natural dog treats and toys and all things fun for your pet. I love it.
I have to tell you, okay, I love Harbor Pet. I have been there many times before they were ever even a partner of Discover
this.
Long Island, because they're right in the heart of Greenport, downtown Greenport. They're right across the street from, do you know where La Charitos?
Yes.
Is that it's where they are.
Wow.
Great location. If you're ever just strolling around, they have a prime location.
Yeah.
And of course, I go in there because I have my pupsters, Duke and Little Thomas, who I love so much. And they're known for their treats that are like handmade. I've purchased them before, long before they were ever a partner. So this is not a paid
ad.
Like, let me tell you, for my dogs. And we were just joking because I'm like, I'm starving today. You could actually eat them.
You could. I watched the news. They were just recently featured on News 12, and they had a video of how they, how she makes them in the bakery. And they're made of like all natural ingredients, oats, peanut butter, banana puree.
Yes.
Like, amazing. I'm hungry.
I mean, this is really for the pampered pet. Okay.
Yes.
You love your pet. You love your dog. These treats are they're amazing, and they're good. They've got good, wholesome ingredients for your pet. You're not giving them anything weird.
Artificial flavors. But I love the name. Life is Gruff.
Yeah,
that's so,
so
cute.
Her bakery is called Life is Gruff. It's a treat bakery, and she makes them all. And then I think she started Harbor Pet to like grow the bakery into an actual business. And by the way, they have the cutest collars, leashes,
so cute.
All different designs. Again, I and then they do grooming there as well. And the other cool thing that they do is like for those in the right circle that are there with their boats, enjoying their boats that are pulled up to the harbor. You can leave your dog. They'll do hourly boarding.
Babysitting. Oh my God, that's so
while
cute.
While you go out in the boat.
That's
so
awesome.
And again, this is pampering. Mm-hmm. It's the cutest store. If you have not been in there, you have to go in there.
That's adorable. I love it. So we are actually going to be giving away
treats and toys. They gave us a bunch of toys to display, as you can see here. I love this crab. It is the cutest thing ever.
It's so cute.
It's bigger than Little Thomas.
I know. Like, I'm trying to think what dog would actually
which
be able
dog
to.
Is
but
want
it
that.
Could be like a pillow.
And then they've got this little lamb chop. If you're old enough to know Lamb Chop, the puppet. So cute. And then all the way down to this teeny tiny little turtle
for
little tiny puppies and a bone. And we're also, we're throwing in the giveaway, doggy one bandana. Of our bandanas, Long Island Where You Belong, doggy so bandanas. And again, some of these amazing treats that are like, you could literally eat them. I mean, they're good. Your dog's going to be like, it might take your dog. It took my dog actually a second to get used to them.
Because they're so...
Because they're like real fit.
Right, real.
My dog looked at me like, am I supposed to be...
not artificial.
Duke looked at me and he was like, is this, am I supposed to be eating this?
Aww.
I'm like, is this for me? Are you sure? Because, you know, if your dogs aren't used to eating like table food, really,
right.
He was like, is this? No. Anyway, I love Harbor Pet. So Kim and the team there, thank you so much for giving it away to our hot teas.
Absolutely. And you can find them at harbor-pet.com. Again, that's harbor-pet.com.
And also, if you're looking, if you want to know where to go to the store, like I told you, it's in downtown Greenport, but you can easily find them on the Discover Long Island app.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
I know. So a little bit, thank you for that giveaway, too. We're just keeping the giveaways going for our hot teas. We're just like, this is what we're trying to do. We're letting you live your best Long Island life. And also, Sharon... our bandana that we have, you can get them on the Discover Long Island shop, the little doggy bandana.
Yes,
if you
adorable.
Don't win it, go on shop.discoverlongisland.com. Mm-hmm. You can get our adorable little Where You Belong doggy bandana. And today actually is Autism Awareness Day. Oh. And little known fact, we work a lot with Spectrum,
right,
who is a wonderful local Long Island company that hires people on the autism spectrum. And they do a lot of our merch. They do our sweatshirts. They do our bandana.
I love it.
We've got some new apparel coming out.
I can't wait.
I don't want to spill the tea yet.
Right.
But then we do it all through Spectrum. And so we want to thank our friends at Spectrum for being such a wonderful local company that supports people with autism.
I love it.
Okay. So it's what else you got going on with Long Island life?
So spring Long Island Restaurant Week kicks off Sunday, April 7th.
Oh,
did you
awesome.
Know that they did a spring version?
No.
That's so awesome.
But I know they do it a few times a year.
Right. I thought it was mostly around like the holidays, right?
Yeah. But what a great time to get out and about.
Definitely check out some of our partners, Bayberry and Islip, City Cellar in Westbury, Calissa and Watermill, Arlo Kitchen we talk about a lot.
Yes,
we love them.
Chops in Patchogue, and Drift 82 in Patchogue. And one of our favorites, Oldie But Goodie, love it. H2O Seafood and Sushi in Smithtown. I go there. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I love them.
It's right on the main road, and they have a nice outdoor patio.
Yeah, because it's spring.
It's a good vibe. Yes, it's a good vibe.
The weather's getting better. I mean, I can't wait.
Yeah, Long Island Restaurant Week, spring edition, definitely. And by the way, if you want more on any of this, you can go to discoverlongisland.com/blog. Check out our blog.
Check out our blog.
We tell you all about all the different restaurants, and there's more on the blog than what we just spewed off. But I'm ready for spring. Let's do this. There's a lot going on. There's also, you know what else is in spring? And it's the week of April 12th through 22nd is Long Island Wine Week.
What a good time of year.
Okay. This is Long Island Wine Country. You can go to lawines.com. But the cool thing is that they're doing that whole week. They're doing 2-for-1 tastings at select vineyards, which
amazing.
Is like a lot. I think it's like over 20 vineyards are participating. And interestingly enough, it's tax week.
I was just going to say that. It could, you know, couldn't come at a better time for, you know, tax season when all the accountants are like, all right, everything's in, we're good.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
When you get that final number of the taxes that you owe this year, like us, I'll be like, and time to go to wine country.
Yes.
And thank
Pick
God,
me a good vineyard.
And they're going to save you a little money with some 2-for-1.
That's
so
good.
At least you'll get that back in your pocket.
Oh my goodness. You know what else is happening? Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame announced their 20th anniversary concert honoring our very own Billy Joel on June 7th at the Tillis Center in Brookville.
I'm super excited about this.
Right?
This is an all-star lineup.
All-star.
As soon as...
All-star Long Island lineup.
Oh.
Right?
I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Debbie Gibson.
Of course.
Mike Del Giudice.
Yes. He's iconic. And he goes and sings with Billy Joel all the time. He's a cover band, but Billy Joel will have him. He's played with Billy Joel.
Right. At
Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, no, he plays with him all the time.
Yeah.
And some Run DMC.
Yeah.
One of the Run DMC guys.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, it's awesome.
It's crazy.
And Billy Joel's daughter, Alexa Joel.
Alexa Joel.
She's going to perform, of course, because it's honoring Billy.
I wouldn't be surprised if he shows. If his daughter's performing.
Of course.
You know,
I think Billy's going to be there for something honoring him at the Tillis Center, and that's done by the Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame. If you've not been there yet, it's in Stony Brook Village, and they have a whole Billy Joel exhibit,
yeah,
which is great. And but it's this incredible. Is on June 7th, so that is awesome. Also, real quick, we had, remember when Snooki opened her
yes,
store?
Yeah.
Have you been yet?
Right in Huntington. No, I haven't yet.
You gotta go.
This I gotta go like, get that leopard.
I know. And another housewife, a New Jersey housewife, Melissa Gorga, just opened her store, her boutique in Huntington.
It's what called, is with Huntington?
I know. It's called Envy.
Oh, I love it.
I was gonna say I would go there, but I don't know if I can, like... It's. I feel like she has more like that posh style.
Okay.
She's more like Posh Spice. Mm. But I feel like she's super skinny. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I don't know if I can fit anything. Not that it's all going to be her size, but like,
stop.
I know. But I love her style.
Yeah,
she's
that's awesome.
Very stylish. So
I love Huntington. Just
I know.
Being like up
we should
and
do
thriving.
Like a Huntington shop day.
Yes.
Hit all the Snooki and Melissa Gorga
yes,
shops.
And then we can end at Prime.
Yes. Or right. Farm Italy.
Yes.
Mm. I'm going to go it's shopping on. And then eat.
I'm like, go I buy all these beautiful clothes from Envy.
So and let's go eat something, obviously.
Let's have some sushi.
But I love that, like, you're right. Like, Huntington is, like, the place for all the reality TV people.
It's like mini Manhattan.
It is. And it's also Women's Month. And it's interesting. I was watching News 12 this morning. Mm-hmm. And they were honoring the supervisor of the town of Islip.
Oh, okay.
Is Angie Carpenter.
Yes.
And she's in her last term. She's had a successful a legislative and treasurer and now supervisor career for like 30 years. She's
right.
elected official.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not realize that she is the first woman elected town supervisor in the town of Islip in 300 years.
What?
I mean, wow.
Wow. That is
honestly
incredible.
I mean, I knew, I don't know. I felt like I knew that, but when I saw the interview with her, I was like, well, that is really amazing. She has a prestigious career anyway. And I liked what she said. They had this whole wall of all the supervisors from history.
Wow.
And you know, all
300
men,
years,
all men. And she said, I do a lot of tours here with Girl Scout groups and other groups. And I
so
tell
cute.
Them, you can be anything you want,
mm-hmm.
you know, look at this wall and never let anything hold you down.
Yeah.
And she said, she's like, look, being a woman, she felt like has never held her from achieving her dreams.
Right.
But she's like, but every now and then it smacks you in the face.
Aww,
and I was like,
yeah.
That's true.
It is true. Oh, that's good.
I like the way she
really
phrased
good.
That. But I was like, wow, that is really an accomplishment. So celebrating a Long Island woman at the town of Islip, which if you're not a Long Islander, that's where Long Island MacArthur Airport is.
Yes, our regional airport.
Yes, and Ronkonkoma, and it's where our convention center
it's
and Midway
be.
Crossing is going to go. So
I can't
it's
wait.
Really pretty much the heart.
Yeah.
Of Long Island.
It is
Island.
The heart and center
yeah,
of Long Island.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So excited about that. I was like, wow.
That is incredible
good for
news.
Her. So cheers to Supervisor Carpenter for her still ongoing successful career, but also for continuing to break barriers for women in public office and public service. And speaking of public service, some sad news.
Oh, so sad.
It's really horrible. NYPD officer Jonathan Diller from Massapequa Park was recently killed in the line of duty. In Queens, just doing a traffic stop.
It's just so sad. So sad. I mean, literally, I have family in NYPD and it's just, you never know. And just watching the coverage of his services and his candle vigils and these things that the community is
yeah.
so involved
in. And
he's
young.
He's super young.
He
leaves
a
wife and a baby.
1 year old baby. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, you know, we just never, you can't take for granted the danger
you can't.
That our first responders,
absolutely.
Police officers, firefighters put themselves in every single day for our safety.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I mean, the way, you know, I don't go too much into detail, but he was approaching a parked car.
Yeah.
That was illegally parked.
I
you
mean,
know, it's just so
really,
sad.
Why? It's never worth someone's life. And so, you know, thinking about his family,
yes.
all of his family and the entire
and the community.
Of
yeah.
Massapequa and Massapequa Park.
If you've seen the coverage, like it brought back so many memories for the other
else.
Officer
yeah.
9 years ago, just similar situation.
Yeah.
But I did see that they had a GoFundMe page and they've raised an incredible amount of money
I saw
for this
that.
Family.
Did you see
it? It was incredible.
So I love to see that. I saw that it's about $500,000 they've
yeah.
already raised for his
yeah.
family and they're going to need it.
They're going to need it.
They're going to
sure.
need it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, on Long Island, we always talk about how we love our veterans. We also love our first responders, mm-hmm. you know, NYPD, our police officers, our firefighters. So many Long Islanders are in NYPD or New York City FDNY, but also here locally, Suffolk County. Mm-hmm. We just want to thank them for what they do for us every day.
Absolutely.
So cheers to them and thinking about his family. And please just be kind, you know.
Every day.
You know, even if you're getting that speeding ticket, which you probably deserve.
Right.
You know you do.
You know you do.
And if you did deserve it this time, you've deserved it in the past.
Yes.
Just be nice. Be nice to those officers. They're out there risking their life for us. Okay. And there's some cool stuff going on in April, too.
So, yeah, this is funny.
Are you excited about this eclipse?
I'm excited. I don't think we're going to be able to see it.
No. So, on Long Island, we only have the partial eclipse viewing.
But have you noticed on the, what are the reader boards, I guess, on the parkways and highways where they're like, take mass transit. The solar eclipse is April 8th. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
If we're not going to be able to see, like, don't drive.
Like, upstate in Rochester and Albany and upstate, Mike, our colleagues there, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. they have been planning for this for years.
Yeah.
And they have been sold out
like,
forever.
The next one's not going to be for another 45 years, right?
They said this is in our lifetime. This is the next, I don't know what. Mm-hmm. But it's what, April 8th?
Yeah, April 8th.
And it's full. The pathway where you can see the full thing is upstate New York.
Yeah.
And man, don't even go up there.
Nope.
They're like, don't
sold
come here.
Out.
They're like, Kamala, do not come.
Do not come.
Do not come. Because it's wild.
I mean,
they're busing people from Albany.
Maybe that's what they mean by take mass transit.
To get there.
I guess.
I'm like, why? But here on Long Island, we may be able, if it's not cloudy. It's going to be cloudy.
It's going to be cloudy.
We're like, it's going to be cloudy. Don't wish for clouds.
Also, apparently pay attention to the glasses that you purchase, to see it for viewing purposes.
Yeah.
It's very important to get the proper
It is. And, glasses. You know, did you know that I Love New York is giving them away at the Welcome Center?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go to the Long Island Welcome Center, and the Welcome Center is all across the state.
Yeah.
I Love New York has free eclipse classes for you.
It's so cool.
So Tegan is in astronomy, and she said that her professor went and got them all glasses.
Oh, that's awesome.
So she's like, who's watching this eclipse with me?
Aw.
And I'm like, I'll do it. But get this, you don't have to wait. For the eclipse, although everyone's pumped about it, it's going to be all anyone's talking about. Because our good friends who we love at the Vanderbilt Museum in Centerport have an eclipse show on Friday, April 5th, where they're going to simulate it,
which that's awesome and super safe. And, you know,
just go to that. And this is what it is. And then don't stare directly in the sun if you don't have the glasses.
Right. Exactly.
Don't look at it.
Super important. I don't know. It's wild to me. I don't know. Also April 5th, though, enough about the eclipse, the Writers and Readers Festival at Adelphi University in Garden City. That sounds
very
awesome.
Very cool. Yep. Yeah. If you don't want to stare, if you want to look down at your book instead of up at the
up
sky.
Up at the sky? Exactly. Saturday, April 6th, Patti LuPone, A Life in Notes at the Stoller Center.
Very cool. And Long Island, this is
you
one
love
of my,
this.
This is my favorite. You know, I always talk about the Cradle of Aviation Museum, and they have the best 80s games. It's
arcades, right? Arcade tabletop.
Yes, and they have a tabletop gaming expo on Saturday, April 6th. It's the Tabletop Gaming Expo 2024. I just love going to this museum. I love that the lunar modules that they have there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love looking at the history of aviation, especially Women's Month.
Right.
They have a lot about females in aviation that were trailblazers. I'm obsessed with the Cradle of Aviation Museum. It was like
itself.
You
yeah,
nerd
awesome.
Out when you go there, but then you just get to play like Frogger and Donkey
Pac-Man.
Kong and all, I mean, so cool. Galaga. I mean, they have the coolest setup of all the arcade games.
I love it.
And
that's
you get to go
awesome.
Watch people compete.
Right.
I love the Cradle of Aviation. That's a fun event.
That is. Sunday, April 7th is the Spring Fling Mini Fest at the Clubhouse in East Hampton. This is a cool place.
You were telling me about
this. It's a concert venue. It's like a venue.
Yeah.
And you know, John Bon Jovi's played there before and on like a random Wednesday night. It's a really cool place.
I was like, what is this? We've got to go there.
I know.
Yeah.
We're going to get the lineup.
The Clubhouse in East Hampton. Yeah. And they're a new partner of Discover Long Island. So thanks for coming on. And we're going to find out more about you. In fact, we're going to go there. You know, we're going right after this, Sharon.
Yes.
Speaking of, I'm like, and if we're rushed hot teas, it's because we have very fun thing happening
plans.
Right
we
after
got plans.
This. We're going to the tap room.
Mm-hmm.
Is like our little... happy hour team. We have a fun committee.
Which is so cool.
Here at Discover Long Island.
Right?
Yes, of course. Love the fun committee.
Love the fun committee. They're awesome.
Yeah, because we care about keeping morale up and everybody having fun and bonding.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's important for us to do some, like, team building and bonding. And, you know, just after, like, the first quarter of the year, you know, like, after all the work and
it's been so busy,
pressure and everything like that, it's just, it's nice to get together and just kind of relax with each other. And
So thanks.
Enjoy our partner.
We're going to go to the tap room in Bayshore, right?
Yeah, my hometown.
Yeah, because I was, at first, Shannon was, like, talking about the parking, like, oh, I'm going to tell everyone about parking. And I was like, oh, there's, like, the municipal building right next to it has free parking. And she's looking at me like I have three heads. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I'm thinking about, there's a tap room in Patchogue. There's like several tap
rooms.
There's
a couple locations.
And I think there's one, you know, in fact, when I was taking the train from Ronkonkoma the other day, they have that new amazing Station Yards and that housing development.
Yeah.
There's one going up there. They have the signs.
Oh, so cool.
They're coming up everywhere.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a really cool venue. I'm super excited. I'm starving.
I'm about to eat these dog treats from Harbor Pet.
Exactly.
And so I'm excited to go hang out with the team and have fun. So, and we need it because it's been a crazy start to the year. So I'm excited about that. But it's also, it's been nice this week because it's like I've been in the office.
I know. It's so nice to have you.
And in the office and not like back to back to back to back, you know,
exactly.
Where I'm like having meetings. It's been great. I've been talking to everybody.
Yeah.
We're like
getting, you know, downloads. And I think it's really, it's been great to have you here.
Me too,
because you're going to be gone again, traveling away.
I'll be in Boston next week. So I'm going to miss the pod next week.
Yeah.
Because I'll be at the
Alyssa and I next week.
I think. So next week I'll be at the CEO Summit, which is in Boston.
So cool.
I'm really excited because it's my counterparts from all over the country that get together and we talk about like really high level like visions of DMOs, what people are doing, what the trends are, what the latest technology or whatever.
You always come back with such great
ideas. I'm excited. I'm excited. And plus Boston is such a cool city.
Yeah.
I love their tourism slogan that they just, my counterpart there is Marsha, and she's so amazing. She came from Providence and now she's in Boston. Mm-hmm. And they just launched their new campaign, Boston, It Never Gets Old.
I love it. That's awesome.
How smart is that?
Yes.
This is what I love about tourism and marketing. I'm like, that when you can do something that like nails it, is so smart, and it's like vibrant, but it also plays on the history.
Yeah.
And their culture and the diversity that they have there.
That's so awesome.
So I'm excited to see what they have. And they take us all. We're going to go to the New Balance, like downtown center.
That's sponsored by New Balance.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out,
like, what do I wear to that?
I know.
I'm trying to figure that out.
You got any New Balance?
I don't have any New Balance. But like, I'm trying to figure it. So I'll come back with a lot of stories from that, I think, 100%. Where I see everybody.
And I love that because this is when you come back with like super great ideas for the
organization. Like, here we go.
We're nervous, but we're also at the same time like eager to hear what you have to say when you come back because it's like you come back with like such great.
I'm always like, we should be doing this, and this, and this, and this, and everyone's like, oh dear God,
here we go. It's so funny though, like talking of slogans and things, and how many. Our slogan is where you belong, right?
Yes,
so how many times? I still love it, but everybody's like taking it,
stealing it,
Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop. You belong at Stop and Shop? No way.
I swear. I was food shopping and I hear them over the speaker. You know, normally I'm like jamming out to the music.
Yeah.
And I hear them and they're like, have you ever dreamed of working for a place that has great benefits and great opportunities where you make your own, hours and shifts? Well, this is Stop and Shop is where you belong. And I'm like,
my eyes just started twitching.
I know.
We have so many, we had Where You Belong in 2018, by the way. That's when we launched our campaign. And listen, we're that good.
We're that good.
How many people, I remember the first time somebody tried to copy. Do you remember that? Or full on copied us.
Full on.
And it was like, where you can be this and you can be that and you can be this. I'm like, that is literally,
use it, by the way. I still see it on the commercials.
You came to our launch. And you just took it. Okay. I mean, listen.
Cool.
What do they say? Like, imitation
is
the best
form of flattery.
Yes, exactly. So, and listen, we can't trademark, unfortunately, Where You Belong.
Right.
But we do have the logo trademark. We had to do that recently, too. Someone had taken our logo.
Yes.
The Long Island part and used it for their social media. I think people just like it. It wasn't,
And they immediately took it down when we requested it.
Yeah,
so it was good.
But you can't use that. Sorry. But no, I look, I love that our materials are so great.
Yeah.
But I also love, you know, being inspired by my peers and seeing other success stories. And I'm like super proud to be in this industry amongst so many brilliant thinkers. And when I'm gone, you and Alyssa.
Yeah. We're going to be at, Urban Air. I'm excited.
I'm super bummed I'm missing that, by the way.
I know.
I love Urban Air. My kids so cool. love, they, I remember when it opened.
Yeah.
And my kids, that place is, have you been there?
Yeah. It's always popping. Like, no matter, like, I'm like, what?
Yeah. It's going to be, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be wild. I'm excited.
Because it's spring break time. So it's going to be like, speaking of Alyssa co-hosting the pod with you, which is going to be super fun. We also have some tea to spill a little bit that we had some shifting of the organization, some roles, as we're always evolving here at Discover Long Island. And Michael is our new official podcast producer.
Welcome, Michael.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just honored. And, you know, you guys know that I do podcast producing outside of Discover Long Island. And I'm just so grateful that the first podcast that I ever got to work with, now I can step into a larger role. So I'm just excited.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yes, we introduced Michael to the podcasting world. And now he's like a big podcast producer out there with a bunch of celebs.
Yeah.
And so, and Alyssa still involved. Like I said, she's still co-hosting with us. She's the creative director here at Discover Long Island. And the reality is, with our new budget, we're like, Alyssa is doing so much more. In fact, we just approved today. We have a new booth at our huge international trade show that we're going to. It's the largest international trade show in the country, held by U.S. Travel. And we have a new booth that she designed, and it is, I've seen it.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And it's gorgeous. I'm so excited to unveil it.
I just love that, you know, when we talked about it the other day and you were like, this is what this, and then literally like a day later, she just developed it and it was everything you envisioned.
I was like, this is perfect.
Perfect.
I love it. I needed. And I honestly can't wait to unveil it.
I know it's going to be gorgeous. Cause it's huge. The booth is huge.
The booth is, it's the same size booth. We always get, it's a double booth, but I was saying we have some partners coming this year. And in the past, we haven't had the budget. And so we've had like this little
backdrop,
kind of, this little like roll up piece of fabric that we drop down. And now we actually have a real legitimate booth. And it's really exciting. And we finally look like we belong.
Right.
With all of our competitors that are going to be there from every destination in the country that's showcasing, you know, to the international markets. And we've had like this piece of fabric.
Right.
Which we've done our best always. But now we actually are going to be like, I'm super excited.
We're there.
So Alyssa has more on her plate. But she's still, of course, a hot tea. And we're excited to see where Michael's going to take us.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any celebrity?
No, I just think we should touch on Kate Middleton a little bit. And just,
whoa, dude, I was texting you immediately. Yeah. I was like breaking news. I'm like,
oh,
Sharon.
My gosh. Well, we found her.
well, I'm so glad she came out with that video.
Absolutely. I think that I understand 100% why she was so private for so long. But, you know, I'm so sad for her that she's going through this. But at the same time, you know, glad that she's able to go through it and getting treatment. And
what a brave man. She is brave. This is why the entire world was obsessed with where she is.
Right.
Because we love her so much.
Right, exactly.
I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
And this is why I was like, I'm really worried about her. I just need her to be okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm really, you know, I was so impressed with her poise. Mm-hmm. The way she delivered that. That woman is a rock star.
Yeah.
I just love her. Made me love her even more.
Yeah, definitely.
So now we're all rooting for Kate. I just love her. What an incredible woman. Okay, so speaking of women power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're not going to... Michael, do you watch The Bachelor? Do you watch The Bachelor? I don't know if you do.
I do not.
Okay.
It's just love shows.
You don't watch Love is Blind?
No,
because I for some weird, strange reason, I almost like imagine myself being on that show competing for somebody to like while other people are too. Like, could you imagine doing that? Like, not on camera. I mean, at least they're getting paid, but just not for me.
I couldn't imagine doing it, but did you hear anything about the Bachelor finale?
No.
Okay. So I am obsessed with this story. I was talking to the girls. I was literally telling Kenzie and her roommates about it and like going through what happened. And they're like, are you going to talk about this in your podcast? I'm like, of course I am. So I love, love, love. They made history on this Bachelor finale. And even if you have never watched The Bachelor, I think if you're bored and you have an hour or so, watch the finale.
Okay.
You don't need to know anything before that. It comes down to these two girls, Daisy and Kelsey.
Okay.
And as usual, they're both gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They're both, you know, incredible, professional, just really amazing women.
Right.
And The Bachelor did a good job this time too. He was cute, Joey. And I thought he did a really good job. He had a lot of empathy. He wasn't cringy. Mm-hmm. He wasn't telling all the girls the same thing. I feel like he was really empathetic and careful with his words. So at the finale, the interesting thing is you had Daisy, who was like little farm girl, so cute, but so sweet. And she had, her story was that she had Lyme disease that was undiagnosed for years, for like 10, 11 years. She was sick for a really long time at a pivotal time in her life. And so she's deaf. She went almost totally deaf. And so she has a cochlear implant.
Okay.
And she just is still kind of getting used to, learning how to use it and hearing. And so just really amazing story. And everyone just like America was in love with her. Right. Aww. And then the other girl, Kelsey, she gives me total Julia Roberts vibes,
like a different kind
of beauty. But so sweet and also really just kind. And her mom passed away from cancer a couple of years ago. And so she's been navigating how to, you know, go through something like potentially getting engaged and falling in love and not having your mom, you know?
Yeah.
So both of them were so sweet and they were really good friends.
Aww.
To Michael's point, and they were competing and it came down to the hometowns where they went to see the mom and the family.
Yeah.
And it was kind of awkward because Joey's mom like was literally hugging Daisy and she's like, I would be honored to have you as my daughter-in-law. And they're in the audience watching the finale. Right. And then Kelsey was like this, she's like the striking beauty and they had a different dynamic and they kept saying like, what if it's not you? Are you okay?
Oh man.
So it was interesting, but she kept her spirits up and then they had their final date. And this is really interesting because Daisy, the sweet farm girl, they made a wish and she's like, my wish is to be with you forever. And he was like, my wish is that no matter what happens, we both find happiness. She was like,
there's your sign.
And again, being careful with his words.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. And then he was just being very careful the whole last date. And, then it shows him with Kelsey and she's like, I'm just a little worried. He's like, don't lose hope, believe in the possibilities. But they don't know what's going on.
Right.
Right. So then, but usually the way it works is they ride to the altar at the end, whoever gets out first, you know,
that's how
you know, they go up and he says, you're not the one. And the next one he proposes to. So it goes, the drama was
right.
They're both getting ready. They both look gorgeous. They're both amazing. And then Daisy's just like, something eats up at me, like his words, I'm in my head. So it shows her knocking on the door and you think it's going to be to Joey. And it was to Kelsey.
Oh.
She goes and knocks on her door and they like hug and they were such good, you know, close. And what a crazy situation.
Yeah, that's wild.
They both want to get engaged to the same man. They're both in love with the same man.
Yeah.
But they both spoke so highly of each other the entire process, even with the family. And she's like, hi. And she's like, you look so beautiful. You look so beautiful. She's like, can I just ask you, can I talk to you on your last date? How did you feel? And she was like, I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I felt really validated with my feelings. And Daisy was like, I didn't feel validated, you know?
Yeah.
And so she knew.
Right.
She knew. So then it shows them like riding to the altar and it shows them like one person. And then it pans out and they rode together. They rode together and they held hands the whole way to the thing. And then it shows Daisy walking up. So she knew she got out first.
Aww.
They did that for each other.
Yeah,
so they didn't have to wonder.
That is so cute.
And so Daisy gave her thing. Like, he gave her speech. She said, okay, I know it's not me. I hope, you know, congratulations. Which was so brave of her and strong. And she handled it with such poise and grace. And then she goes back. It shows her. And then she hugs Kelsey before she walked down. And she goes, your mom is looking down on you right now and she's so proud of you. And I was like, oh my God, it was awesome. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is women supporting women.
Yes.
Even when it's not them, even when they're losing, they're lifting that other person up.
Yeah.
I was dead.
Yeah. I loved it.
I was dead. I'm still crying. It's like a week later. And it was so awesome. And I was like, every woman should watch that. And I was watching it with Tegan and that's why I was telling Kenzie and her friends. I'm like, this is how it should be.
Yes.
Even if it's your friend getting the opportunity or right. whatever that right. you wanted. If you're confident in yourself, mm-hmm. and then at the finale, Kelsey came out again and it showed them again. And they're like, you made history and you showed women how we should be with each right. other. And Kelsey was so good. And she said, you know what? Daisy is such a beautiful, incredible, wonderful woman, but I'm also a beautiful, incredible, wonderful woman. And that does, you know, we don't discount each other. We are both those things.
Aww.
And I'm like, this is everything.
Yes.
I was so happy for The Bachelor.
Oh.
And happy for the way it worked out. And then the other thing that Daisy said, which I thought was really inspirational, was if I can love the wrong guy that much, think about how much I can love the right guy for me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And also kudos to The Bachelor because, you know, he was in that situation earlier and he felt blindsided right, at the altar. Right. And he was careful enough, like he gave enough clues.
Right.
And he wasn't telling them both the same thing up until the last minute. Right. That she wasn't blindsided.
Right.
She knew in her gut.
Yeah. Aww.
And she knew enough to ask the questions. Aww. So I loved The Bachelor. Told you the entire yeah. story. But how amazing was that?
I love
that?
It. I wonder, though, if they're going to stay friends.
I don't know
if that's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be hard.
And you don't have to stay friends right. necessarily if it's a hurtful situation for yeah. you to see somebody else.
But obviously it wasn't. Right. With them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was hurtful. I'm sure it was. But I think the message is she was hurting,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean that she wasn't happy for her friend.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can sustain that
right.
watching someone have a wonderful life with the right. person you're in love with or were in love with. But the important part is you in the moment, she did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she said something that really lifted her. I couldn't believe it. I was dead.
You're still crying this week.
I'm still crying. Tegan was like texting with her friends. And she's like, are you crying? And then she's like, my friend Megan says that she's bawling.
Oh.
Everyone's like bawling in America. I'm like, I'm bawling.
Oh,
but it just,
so
it was, I can't imagine the courage and strength that took.
Yeah.
And it was really a good message for all. Because so many times as we're talking about Women's Month and you've been in the situation,
mm-hmm.
I've been in the situation where somebody who you think is your friend.
Yep.
Or claims to be your friend or pretends, whatever it is right there behind your back, not lifting you up.
Right.
And finding ways to try to keep you down even,
yeah,
which is
exactly.
why we can all be successful.
Yeah.
The story is there's room enough for all of us
yeah.
to be successful. And we should do everything we can to build each other up.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, so I was going to talk about J-Lo, but I just did this whole like women's thing. And so I probably shouldn't talk about my feelings about the J-Lo documentary right now. Although I did. Have you seen the J-Lo documentary?
No.
All right. I won't tell you too much about it. I'm really torn on. Did you see the J-Lo documentary?
What is it on Hulu?
Yeah, I think so. So I saw the documentary. There's a movie.
Okay.
And then there's a documentary about making of the movie. And
that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
And it's all about Ben and Jen, right? When they get back together?
Yeah, it's the greatest love story never told
okay.
is what the documentary is called. I know. You know, the part that really sticks with me, though, if you watch it, and again, speaking of Women's Month, is, and she admits this, like her or don't, she's very transparent, and she's J-Lo. She's a household name, and she still feels the need to prove herself.
Wow.
She still is insecure.
Hmm.
And feel, and Ben talks about it. He talks
wow.
about it. He's like, I'm just here to support her. You can tell he's wildly uncomfortable with all of it.
Yeah.
But why do as women, no matter what heights we reach, no
right.
matter what accomplishments we achieve, do we still feel the need to constantly prove ourselves?
Justification. Yeah.
So food for thought if
That's
you want to watch it and
yeah.
let us know.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Mm-hmm. And if you've seen it or watch it, let us know what you think on. We're going to post this on TikTok and on Instagram. DM us. Let us know your comments.
Right.
What do you think about The Bachelor and J-Lo?
I'm going to watch. I've got my homework.
Yeah. And tell us your favorite Long Island spring events and make sure. And if you have a chair of tea, we'll mention
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to be engaged with our hot teas.
And our 2,000 new listeners. Come on.
Oh, my God. We're like, now everybody's listening to us.
I love it.
And thanks again to Gurney's and to Harbor Pet for being our taste of Long Island.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. for exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.